All right, Big Finish, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, Smashing Pumpkins with Jackie Blue. That's a cover. It's definitely not an original. It's a cover originally done by the Ozark Mountain Daredevils, something that charted for them in the mid-70s, 1975. So if you think to yourself that the song that you know and not sure where from, know that it's at least 40 years old now. It's 43 years old. Before that, Mayonnaise, a great album track from Siamese Dream, one of my favorites. Before that, Ava Adore started off the set from the Adore record. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and we're having a show devoted to Smashing Pumpkins back together, back out on the road, and an album coming out some point soon. Let's continue on. This next track is I've always maintained this first half of Gish, one of the best albums ever, or the best half albums ever created, ever released. Perhaps I'm a little biased, I don't know. Bury Me, track 4 on the first half from Gish, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain. Secret destroyers hold you up to the flames. And what do I get for my pain? Betrayed desires and a piece of the game. Even though I know, I suppose I'll show all my cool and cold like the Job. Spine of a rage, I am still just a rat in a cage. Spine of a rage, I am still just a rat in a cage. Someone will say what is lost can never be saved. Spine of a rage, I am still just a rat in a cage. Now I'm making nothing but
got a really big shoe. Would you please welcome the Beatles?
There they are. John, Paul, George, and Ringo. Otherwise known as Billy, Darcy, Jimmy, and James. Not James. Or not Jimmy. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, 91.5 Medford. That was, of course, the Smashing Pumpkins pretending to be the Beatles with their cover of Money, That's What I Want. Live at Dodger Stadium in 1998. Off the Adore Super Deluxe edition of that version of that record. The Adore record is, people are trying to fight for it. I think the loyal fans of Smashing Pumpkins shunned it. I think the more enlightened of that group has slowly embraced it. And I haven't quite come around to it, really. But there have been many reworkings of it. Billy Corgan, very prolific. He is, the reissues have included many, many tracks. One of them is alleged to have included like 90 tracks, which is too many for me. But anyway, that was a fun cover there. Bullet with Butterfly Wings before that from Melancholy. I from the Lost Highway soundtrack. From the soundtrack produced by Trent Reznor from the film directed by David Lynch. Bury Me before that from Gish. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford WMFO. We're having a Smashing Pumpkin show here. Full bore. I mean, this is not for this, for the light or for the faint of heart. For the light and the loafers, it's really just kind of like, if you're a fan, dig right in. I'm finding all kinds of fun covers, other stuff, B-sides, that's also fun. And we're trying to mix in some of the album tracks that I like, including this next one off of Siamese Dream, Space Boy, 1,000 Points of Light. Very, very sweet song, WMFO.
Thank you.
8,000 points of light, WMFO. I Am One, the lead track off of Gish. And we're rocking out to that first half of the Smashing Pumpkins. I had that, and we had Bury Me before that. I can't just sit here and play them all continuously. That would be what we call mailing it in, and we frown upon that here in 1,000 Points of Light. Before that, Plume. That's actually a B-side, I Am One. I could have just flipped the record over and played the A-side. You would never would have known the difference. A Night Like This, a Cure cover. That was awful. What the hell was that? Was that like James Iha singing? I don't even know. I don't even want to know. From the rarities and B-sides, I heard about it written up. I didn't really have a chance to preview it. My bad. And we started the set off with Space Boy, a great track, album track from Siamese Dream. And that, by the way, is when I saw them for the first time, Smashing Pumpkins. I saw them at the 930 Club on the weekend. The weekend it opened, the new 930 Club in Washington, D.C. That would be in like 1995, when the right around the time of Smashing Pumpkins, Siamese Dream was released. And a big kickoff opening weekend for the club. And the Smashing Pumpkins played a weekend of dates, and I saw them on one of those dates. And it was great. They did well. Flowers on the stage, all kinds of crowded people in there. Many people tripping. And so there you have it. Let's move on. Up next, this is probably their biggest hit, but we're going to play it anyway. 1979 from Melancholy, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Cool kids never have a
All right, underneath. It's Geek USA from Siamese Dream. Wanted to break in here because I'm going to play Drown as my last track of the night. This has been the Smashing Pumpkins show. I think Drown is just a perfect way to go out. It's a great track. It ends the singles movie. It ends the singles soundtrack. Hey, you know what? You're going with the 90s. You go deep. You stay with it. Let me just tell you what we heard before Geek USA. It was Venus and Furs, a live version of that, of the Pisces Iscariot deluxe version. And then, of course, 1979, the big massive hit from Melancholy and Infinite Sadness. We're about done here. The last track, as I said, of the night, Drown, from the single soundtrack. You know, one thing I haven't done tonight is play those epic, grand tracks that Billy Corgan likes to write. And this is going to be... This will be that one song, or the one representation of that, like, songwriting style, you might call it. And so that's how we're going to go out tonight. I will see you next week here on WMFO 91.5, Medford.